Anyone here ever suffer from FOMO? Fear of missing out? As a student, when I was in the high school seminary, there were a lot of times when I'd get free from a meeting or something or another in the evening, and then I'd spend the next hour running from place to place trying to find my friends who were obviously having a much better time than I was. I often felt like I was missing out on all the fun. Some of you might think, well, you're a priest. Of course you're missing out on all the fun. I'm also the one that just got back from 10 days in Rome. So don't rule out the connection between priesthood and fun. Do you ever feel like you're missing out on something? Good life, money, fame, respect, good clothes, good food, the latest whatever, computer, Xbox, iPod. What are you missing? Faith, understanding, peace. St. Paul was a man who had a lot of things going for him. He was one of the top Pharisees, lawyers in the land. He had an inside track with the chief priests. He knew the law inside and out, and he lived it as well as anyone anywhere in Israel. At that time in Israel, those kind of credentials would have you well on your way to Easy Street. What was he missing? Brothers and sisters, I consider everything as loss because of the supreme good of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. Once you've met the Lord, once you've had an experience of Jesus in your life, nothing can ever be the same. It's like trying to read a book in the dark, and then someone turns on the light. Who would ever want to go back to trying to read in the dark again? That's rubbish. And St. Paul says that after he met Jesus on the road to Damascus, he looks back on his big reputation as a lawyer, scholar, Pharisee, looks back on his reputation as an up-and-coming star among the Jewish and the Roman elites. And he says it was rubbish, a bunch of junk. The only people who like to read in the dark are the ones who have never experienced the light. The only people who would put their faith in the power and glory of this world are the ones who have never experienced the power and glory of the Father's kingdom. Paul says, the only thing I care about anymore is gaining Christ and being found in Him. By faith, we come to know Him and the power of His resurrection. In the gospel, what was the woman caught in the act of adultery missing? She was counting her whole reputation, as well as her physical dignity, as so much rubbish for the sake of trying to find love. It may have been a bit twisted, but there's real beauty in that. And Jesus sees it. He sees her beauty, and he sees what she's seeking. She's seeking Him. She's seeking the true bridegroom. She's seeking Him who is love itself. And here at last, and this man bent over the ground doodling, who's the only one to ever look her in the eye and see her truly, here at last she finds what she's always been missing. What about the scribes and the Pharisees? What were they missing? They spied on this woman until they caught her in the very act. And they dragged her forcibly and made her stand in the middle. They point their fingers at her. They ridicule her and they threaten her with death. All for what? For justice? For the law of Moses? Far from it. To trap Jesus. What were they missing? They were missing humanity. Their own and this woman's. They were missing her dignity. They were missing her beauty. They were missing her desperate longing to be loved and to love in return. And the saddest thing of all is that they never even realized they were missing anything. At least the woman was honest enough to know that she was missing something, even if she was looking for it in the wrong place. But they refused to acknowledge that anything is missing in their lives. And so they couldn't find it, even when he stood right in front of them. My brothers and sisters, there is something missing in our lives. If that weren't true, then none of us would be here this morning. You're here because you're missing something. The bridegroom, the kingdom, love incarnate, maybe a vocation to the priesthood or religious life. In coming to Jesus, the woman found what the scribes and the Pharisees refused to give her and refused to find themselves. Mercy. Which is a beautiful way of saying love. St. Augustine says that here, the miserable stands in the presence of the merciful. And isn't that why you and I are here today? Because we too, miserable ones that we are, long to stand in the presence of the merciful. If you're not on fire for heaven or for holiness, you're still trying to read in the dark. You haven't found what's missing. Maybe you know something's missing. Maybe you're scared to lose what you already have. Come to the table of the Word and the table of the Eucharist and eat and drink deeply. Jesus didn't condemn the woman. He treated her with dignity and with mercy, and he called her higher. Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore. Having truly encountered Jesus, from now on, nothing could ever be the same again. So here's the homework for the week. Let this week be a week of acknowledging what you're missing and of seeking the presence of the merciful one. Let him look at you with dignity and mercy and beg him from now on, show me your face always.